Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now, the weather has finally picked up. The sun is shining. And of course, the sun is shining in the window and showing up all the cobwebs in the house and showing up all the creaky bits and the bits that need to be repaired and refurbished. So what better time of the year to do a little bit of decorating in your home? And to that end, we're always delighted to welcome back to the programme our interiors expert, Linda Goodman, who joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, Linda.
Good afternoon, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm great. This must be peak time of year for decorating, buying furniture, painting, the whole shebang, is it?
Yeah, there's definitely an energy around. People are, it's like as if the Easter, you know, it's this energy of, okay, the family are coming for Easter, let's get this room done or let's get that done. So yeah, definitely there's movement.
Now, I like your topic today. You're going to talk about simple ways to make a small space feel larger. And I think everybody will be able to identify with that, because whether it's a box room or an unusually small sitting room or a small bedroom, whatever it is, we all want to know a few hints and tips to make it look bigger than it actually is.
Yeah, and as well, that idea, it doesn't have to be complicated. There's actually some very simple things that people can do to change a space quite quickly. So yeah, I want to give some tips and tricks for sure.
Okay, well, let's hear them.
Okay, so the first thing, the major one would be, and I've talked about this before, mirrors. Mirrors are literally a game changer in a small space. In particular, simple mirrors. So getting a mirror that's quite simple, like, you know, that's not going to take attraction from the room. And the larger mirror, the better. And always, if you have a room where there's a window, if you have the mirror opposite the window, it's going to automatically feel like you've got more of the outdoors indoors. So instantly your room is going to feel bigger. So mirrors for me are the quickest way to make a small space feel larger. By far, so the first one I would give.
And would the mirror have to be a particular size? The bigger the better, or what?
The bigger the better to me, to be honest. I've done it in different spaces. Like some people can do a full wall of mirror. Do you mean actually get mirror tiles? And it literally looks like you're going into another room. Do you know what I mean? Because it's reflecting back the room to a mirror, maybe, I suppose, 1 meter by 50 centimeters above your fireplace. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it can kind of go, it can vary. But yeah, I always, for me, I think the bigger the better in a space, but always go with what you feel comfortable with.
Okay, so the wall opposite will say where the window is so that it would reflect the light. That'll make the
exactly
room look bigger. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What else can you do?
So this might be obvious to some people, but it's really important to say, the lighter the colour of your paint, the bigger it's going to feel. So the lighter the colour of paint in your room or in your ceilings, it's going to automatically make that room feel larger. So that would be my next tip. So if you've got a darker walls, go lighter.
Okay. Lighter colour, right.
Yeah.
And I presume paint the walls all the same colour. Don't go for a feature wall or something in a small room.
Especially in a small room, yeah. Like this, as I said, one colour is better, because the more you put into a small room, you see, that reflects your eye to different things, the smaller it's going to feel, right? So if you put, you know, a colour wall and you have different furniture, it's kind of shrinking the room. Everything that you're placing in is making the room kind of come in on itself. So the simpler you can have it, one paint colour, a light tone, simple furniture, it really can help.
Very good. And what else can you do?
This is one that's just become really obvious recently, like with regards, and I see it in people's homes, changing from curtains to Roman or a roller blind can have a huge impact on the amount of space, especially if your curtain is an eyelet and it's on a pole, because that's usually taking, you know, 3 to 4 inches off your room. And if you have a few windows in that particular room, you're taking all those inches off the space. So, and it's usually a fabric. So basically, depending on the colour of the fabric, it's bringing it all closer. When you put a roller or a Roman blind, it brings it right back to the wall. So basically, your room instantly feels lighter and brighter.
Okay, so probably not a good idea to have curtains on the window if it's a small room.
Yeah, well, you can if you like. This is just, I suppose, today is the tips to make a small space feel larger. It's not saying that anyone who has curtains in a small room is doing it wrong, because that's not the case. It's just, if you want to feel larger, that will help.
Blinds would be a better idea.
Exactly, a blind. And what I find sometimes at roller, Roman blinds, you see, because you can do it in the fabric, and there actually is some lovely rollers now that are, there's this beautiful kind of fabric textured roller that we have. It comes in multiple colours in the Corcoran store. They sell it. So, but it basically, it feels like a fabric on the window, so you feel like it's homely. The pro of curtains is that they feel more homely. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, you've got the fabric, it feels cosy. But you can have blinds, rollers, but in particular Roman blinds, because they fold down on each on themselves, the fabric folds down on themselves, they're gathered to the top and then they come down. It feels like a fabric in the room, so it still feels cosy without taking up the extra space.
Exactly, yeah, that's a good one. And what else have you got for us? Any more tips?
Yeah, I've got two more. So again, I've said this already, less is more when it comes to, say, art and pictures. So the more you have on the walls, again, like what I was saying earlier, is you've got the curtains and you've got the darker walls and you've got the pictures. It's all of these pieces are making the room feel smaller, right? So if you actually look at your art and pictures and kind of select the things you really like and actually make a frame wall or have a specific section where you're going to have your pictures so they're not on every wall, all over every wall. It just means you're taking like 2-3 inches with the frames off every wall, which obviously is going to make it feel smaller.
Okay, so that's very good. For some reason, Linda, I have a box room, a box room bedroom in my head. What I'm visualizing when you're talking about this.
Yeah. So, and even a living room. A lot of people have small living rooms, you know, and I see it in small living spaces as well. So, but yes, bedrooms too. Now, in a bedroom, you're not always going to have loads of frames. It depends on what, you know, some people have loads of frames in their bedroom, some people don't, you know, have anything. They have one thing or, you know, it just depends on, I suppose, again, these are just the tips to make it feel larger. If you have a space that's small and you want to make it feel larger, these tips will help. And if it is a living room, you know, one thing that I really find makes a big difference, a lot of people will put coffee tables in the middle of a living room. Right, and especially a small living room, and straight away you've taken up a huge portion of the space. If you get a sofa table instead, one of the small sofa tables that slide in to the sofas and chairs, you can get a couple. You can also put them to the side and have them as your lamp table if you wanted. It gives you that flexibility, but it's not taking up the space in the middle, so instantly your room is going to feel bigger. But what happens is coffee tables, a lot of us, we have this big, massive coffee table in front of the TV, do you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't use it. If they're looking at it, a couple of those sofa tables will actually make it more effective and give more space.
Yeah, there's no law that says you have to have a coffee table in your sitting room.
But we automatically do it. It's funny. It's like, okay, I'm getting my furniture, let's get a coffee table. But there's been a real kind of surge in sofa tables in the last few years. People are, you know, really seeing that as another option. And especially when you've got a smaller living space or you're in apartment living, you want to utilize the space as much as possible. And putting a big coffee table in the middle is not going to. Now, in certain spaces, it looks great, but it's just an option. If you have a really small room and you want to make it feel larger, take out the coffee table and put in sofa tables instead.
And I'm trying to picture in my head what a sofa table is. Is it something that comes with the sofa?
No.
Okay.
So a sofa table, to explain, is like a little mini, you will have seen them, Deirdre. So it's like a piece of wood, and say it's a wooden sofa, it's a wooden piece at the top, and it's got metal legs that then tuck in under the table. So it's just a small mini table that slides in. Like a little laptop table, does that make sense? Or a computer table. But it's a wooden, a piece of, say for example, you're getting a furniture range and you're getting a dining table. A lot of our products, we will have a sofa table as well. So you'll have your dining table in a lovely, say, oak finish. And then you can get a little sofa table. It's probably maybe 1 foot by 1.5 feet. in size, the top mm-hmm. of it.
Okay.
And the metal legs then tuck into it. So it separates from the couch completely and you can have it anywhere in your room, but it also slides in and tucks in under too.
Yeah, because as you say, I think a lot of the time we don't use the coffee table at all, except maybe to throw our legs up on when we're watching TV.
Yeah. And one of the images I've set out for this month that you're going to post on social media has one in it. So the one with the peacock image, our Modani suite, that has a little sofa table. So you'll see it's kind of circular top. It's really nice.
Okay, so that's on our Talk About Facebook page, by the way, just to let people know, because Linda did send me on a couple of images. Are you ready to take a few questions, Linda?
Yes, go for it.
Super. We'll start off with this one from Lisa, who's in Kenmare, and she has old cabinets. She wants to change them or upgrade them, but she's not sure what best to do with them. She says, would you have any ideas on what I could do to freshen them up?
Okay, so the simplest way to freshen them up is to paint them a lighter colour. Again, like I said earlier, if you paint it a lighter colour, it'll pull back into the room. Now, you can get rid of them too and buy a cabinet, you know, because a lot of people in their homes will have dark mahogany wood, you know, furniture, because they've had it for years, say, for example, and they want to kind of to freshen it up. But sometimes those cabinets are actually perfect for the space. Like they are perfect for, say, under the stairs or for, you know, in your living room around your TV. So if they work well for you, just paint the cabinets that you have a lighter color. But otherwise, buy a lighter color, either a lighter color wood or a lighter color painted unit in the space is what I'd suggest, Lisa.
Okay, and you have to, I presume there's lots of painting to be done. Like, I mean, you need to put on a primer and maybe you need to sand it down first, yeah. Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a specific paint in the market now, Deirdre, that you can just, it's the primer and everything's included. So just in your local hardware store, ask someone, you know, what is needed. Maybe take a photograph of your unit, bring it in so they know what they're talking, you know, they can see what you're talking about and they can give you suggestions from there.
Yeah, and you'll get a kick out of doing it yourself. There'll be a great sense of achievement as well, I'd imagine.
No, absolutely. I did it myself for our kitchen, and it is. You're like, hey, I did that.
I did that.
It's great. I love doing parts in the home. Like, do you know what I mean? It does. It gives you such an achievement, you know.
Yeah, and buy plenty of paint anyway, because you'll probably need more coats than you think.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Now, Joe is listening to us in Glenbay. He has his TV on an old coffee table in the sitting room. He says, I've loads of wires around it from the TV, the skybox and the games console. Have you any ideas on how to make it look less messy? Oh, I could have written that myself. I've wires everywhere at the back of my telly, Linda.
How many of us have that problem?
Exactly.
It's definitely, this is a real, real thing. No, great question, Joe. The biggest thing for this, and this is what I've seen, the first thing is to sort. Over the years, we gather game consoles, we gather skyboxes, we gather all the different bits. The first thing to do is to literally tackle the back of the TV and behind the coffee table and, you know, pull the wires apart, like separate them out and see, do you still use that game console? Like, you know what I mean? Is it a Sega Mega Drive or whatever? Do you know what I mean? It's something like back in the day. Do you still use it actively now? And if you don't, like, let it go. So get rid of the things you don't use. And then clean up the cables with cable ties. So you could just clean up the cables that you have with cable ties, and you could get a coffee table or a TV, specific TV entertainment unit that has what you need. So when you do the kind of clear out of the wires, you'll see how many shelves you need for whatever you have, and buy a unit specific for that, because then it's going to make your life easier, you know.
A unit that kind of disguises them or that puts them away,
so,
or what?
So firstly, you just replaces it. Just replace it and literally get a unit that actually has what you need. Because if you're just putting it on a coffee table, for example, I'm guessing underneath it's just layered on top of each other.
Oh, yeah,
there's
of
no
course.
Shelves.
Yeah, of
there's
course.
There's nothing to hold it. So the next thing that I would suggest, you know, if you had a good electrician, you could put your TV on the wall, and this can be so effective. you literally get your electrician to rewire your plug up to behind the TV, right? And get him to put plugs behind the TV. You plug the wires in, you'll have your cable ties around the other wires, and you get an arm TV stand that will pull out of the wall so the wires can tuck in behind and you can push the TV back. But you just want to make sure that you get a good electrician who can do that and can box in the wires so that when it's on the wall, you just don't have a load of wires dangling, because that just annoys people. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
But that's the reality. A lot of people put it on the wall and then fall. So box it off if you're going to do that. It's a cleaner look. And like Skyboxes now, they have these new USB, you know, ports that literally are a tiny little box that goes behind the TV. So you can literally get the, you know, look into maybe getting that so that you have less you need to plug in, do you know? So yeah, but I always think putting it on the wall. A lot of men actually that I've, like the different clients I've gone to, the men always want to have the TV, the big TV on the wall, you know?
Yeah.
So go for it. And the alternative is you get a carpenter who can do you a unit the exact size you need. So there's lots of different options for Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If he does go down the route of getting the TV mounted onto the wall, he can move, get rid of the coffee table, and he's, like, to come back to your original theme, he's reclaimed a fair bit of space. Then
exactly, it makes a massive difference. Like, I've seen it again in clients' houses. We put the TV up on the wall, and it's literally a game changer. You're again, your space just feels much bigger. You might want to put a little occasional chair in the corner or whatever, you know. But it's brilliant.
Yeah, really good. Marie Morrison says Linda's dead right about coffee tables. I got a set of three tables that fit into each other. My sitting room is small, so if friends come, I can pull out one or two and they can enjoy a drink or a cup of tea, and then I slip them all back into each other. So Marie Morrison, enjoying your suggestions there. And a listener, I think it's Jim, I'm not sure, but Jim has sent me in a photograph of his table, and it's just like, it's actually like more like a stool. And he's got his mug of tea up on it, and he says that does him fine, and he's quite happy with that.
Perfect.
So,
that's like a sofa table. That's literally like the sofa table. It's that small. It's simple, and you just put your cup of tea into. That's all we need.
And that's it. Somewhere to put the cup of tea. Well, listen, we've more questions for you. Some more have come in the meantime, Linda. Stay with us. We have a break to take. If anyone wants to phone through a question for Linda, maybe you're doing a little bit of decorating or planning to do some in the coming weeks, why not get Linda's advice? 083 300 3300. Back in a moment.
Home Interiors on Talk About, brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets, for every room in your home.
Ah, Linda, they're all redecorating at the moment because we're getting loads of questions for you. Minute the sun comes out, I think people start looking around the house and saying, oh, sure, I'd love to do up that room. Anyway, Mary was on. She says, after listening to Linda, I'm now thinking of putting a mirror over my fireplace. How do I decide whether it should be round or rectangular? Great question.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer there. If it's a smaller room, do rectangular, because obviously it'll be bigger, you know, a bigger amount of mirror. But ultimately, go with one you really like. If you have a silver, a brushed steel pole, for example, on curtains or an anti-brass, match it. Like if you've got silvers in the room, go for a silver surround. If you've got golds in the room, go for a gold surround. That's the only thing I would say, you know, so that it works well with your space. But yeah, simpler the better. There's so many options, circular and rectangular out there. So I suppose something that is what's most important.
Yeah, absolutely. Holly was in touch. She says, I've so many pictures of family and friends and they're all over the place. I never know where's the best place to put them or what to do with them. Do you have any suggestions? Yeah, I think we all struggle with that. Where on the wall do you put all these pictures, or do you put them on the wall, or where do you put them? Because we all have loads of photos nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. This is a huge thing. I go to people's homes and that is exactly what happens. There's so much and so much memories over the years, and say a painting you bought on holidays or whatever, you know, that you brought back, or a memory. And how do you sort through? And it's a real thing, and it's really tough. So, like, it is a great question. What I would suggest is again, it's down to being, the wrong word is brutal, but you know what I mean, with regards to sourcing, really being honest with yourself about what do you actually want to put in your space now, you know, because sometimes something from 20, 30 years ago may not be what you want right now. It doesn't mean that it's not important. You can, you know, document it yourself and keep a box of these things. But ultimately, what ones bring you most joy? And the best thing that I have seen and that I think works best is to do a frame wall in the house. Pick a wall in your house that you start a frame wall that that has space to expand. So it starts with maybe 5, 6, 7 pictures of family. But as the family grows, it can grow. There's space for it to grow. So that could be in your living room. That could be in your kitchen wall if you have a big, you know, blank kitchen wall, up the side of your staircase. There's lots of different places. But I'd suggest putting it in a specific place. You can do 2 frame walls in 2 different parts of the house or whatever. But I always find that's the best. It means the rest of your home stays quite peaceful and calm with less things on the walls. And you can really like love that wall with your family on it.
Okay, that's a great idea. Sarah has been on. She says, I know you're not talking about decluttering today, Linda, but I've been up in my attic and it's packed full with years and years of stuff, memorabilia, baby boxes, photos, school things, photo albums, etc., etc. My kids are all grown up. I feel it's time to sort out the attic and make some space, but I haven't a clue where to start. Do people dump all this stuff when their kids have grown up and left, says Sarah.
Yeah, that's again a great reason. We're getting the tough ones today. So decluttering is always hard, especially when the word attic is attached to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because literally, God knows what goes into the attic. Oh, sure, put it in the attic, you know. So I would just do one box at a time. I would take it down, do one box at a time. One tip that I really think works well. Now, it'll take a bit of time to do, but it's worth it. Most of these things we have in our attic are memories that we're never going to use again, but we want to remember the memory. So if you actually get a memory book, buy a nice book that you can actually take a photograph of these things and actually put the memory in the book and write the memory into the book. So in years to come, when your kids, you know, are wondering about their childhood, you've actually documented the memory and you have a photograph of the item, but nobody needs the item. This is what tends to happen, you know, but it's the memory that we're attached to that stops us from letting go. And the other one that I use all the time is that if I haven't used it in the last year, let it go. You know, let it go. It allows space for more great things to come in, you know. So I just would really encourage to do one box at a time because it can be very overwhelming. And maybe set like an hour or two aside each week in your week that you can focus on it and get the kids to help, you know, or get, you know, anyone who's in the house to help. So it can become something that's fun to do.
Yeah, Noreen was on and Noreen says, regarding photos in the house, I bought some large frames and I made up collages. That way you can have lots of photos in a relatively small area. And another caller says, I bought a digital frame and I scanned family photos onto the chip. It's a great joy because every time I look at it, a different memory appears and it doesn't take up much space. So that's a great one. Yeah.
Great ideas. Yeah. And that's the thing. These things all work. It does take a little bit of time to do that. But once you've done it, it's done. Your attic's clear and you have the memories, you know. So brilliant.
Yeah. A caller was on and he or she has inherited 2 Howard-type armchairs, which are in excellent condition, apart from the upholstery, which is very dirty. It's a textured cream material, so it shows up every mark. He or she is looking for suggestions and they say to reupholster the 2 armchairs would cost a small fortune because they're very large. So is it possible to get fitted covers? And if so, where?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, upholstering furniture. But when you have an authentic piece like that, it's sometimes worth doing that. Do you know what I mean? And go for a darker colour this time in the fabric, you know, a more resilient fabric. Because a lot of people can tend to, you know, throw away and stuff. And when you've got a good pieces like that, keep them. you know, it's an investment. They'll last for years because the structure is made so well, you know. But with regards to getting fitted covers, yes, I know that online you can get them, you know, Amazon and stuff like that. You can get fitted. They're almost like a fitted sheet that just goes around. But with a chair like that, it's so intricate and it's got the details that it might not look the best, you know. But you can get cotton kind of elasticated ones that you then tuck into the sides. It won't be ideal, but it rather than upholstering, that is an option.
Liz wants to know, where can you get a sofa refurbished? The actual cushion is part of the sofa in that it can't be removed, but they need replacing as they are worn through a thread, says Liz.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just to Google in your area an upholsterer that can do and try and get someone who, you know, you've heard that they've done a job for somebody else is always the way, you know, word of mouth is always great. Do you know that you can, but ultimately just find someone in your area who can upholster and they can do all of that. They can do the filling and everything for you.
One more because we're nearly out of time. Anne says, what colour curtains should I put with walls that are painted with just a hint of green? And this is in a kitchen.
Hint of green. If it's only a hint of quite light, you've got a lot of flexibility, to be honest. The colour that came to me right away was a kind of a neutral kind of cream colour would look lovely, but it might be too, it depends on the tone. I need to see the tone, Deirdre, do you know?
Yeah.
To know, but ultimately a darker green colour curtain, like a maybe an olive or a evergreen colour. Like either go for a darker tone on that colour palette. The other colour that's good with green are reds, would you believe? Like tones of red. So you could get something maybe a burgundy or something. But again, I'd have to see your space. But if you come down, like even in the Corcoran's showroom, there's loads of ready-made curtain options and different things in different colours that can be ordered in.
Super.
Take a look.
Great stuff. Listen, I've got to let you go because we've gone way over time, but that's because we had so many questions, which is great. It's always great
that's
news
great.
To get loads of questions. Emma, where can people contact you if they need your advice? Where in Corcoran's will they find you?
Yeah, the best one is to call the Carrick Eileen store. You can call me and I'm there in the store. So I'll get a message if you call that store.
Perfect. And you move around to the other stores from time to time as well.
Yeah. And any, to be honest, you can call any of the stores and they know how to find me.
Super stuff. Listen, Linda, great to talk to you. Some wonderful ideas there. You've got people thinking, I think, and people will perhaps be inspired to maybe do up a room for the springtime. Have a great day and we'll chat to you again in, what month are we now? April, believe it or not.